Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Steve Roan, who's Vice President of Sales with Karistan Rugs, a division of Mohawk. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you today?
I'm well. Good to talk to you. Thanks for being with us this morning. I've been wanting to talk to you. I know the High Point Show was over last week, and I wanted to get just kind of a little feedback about how it went. So if you don't mind being our FloridaDaily correspondent for a minute, tell us about the show. It runs for about 5 days, right?
Kemp, it started on Saturday the 22nd and ran to Thursday the 27th.
And how was the show for you?
The show was pretty good. We moved into a new showroom this year, still in the IHFC building on the third floor of the Hamilton wing. And we were pleased with the traffic. We saw some new people that we had not anticipated seeing, which was a nice surprise. And we saw a couple of international accounts that were a nice surprise for us.
For people who've never been to this show, let's give them just kind of a quick primer on it. High Point, traditionally, the reason there's even a show there, that's where all that beautiful lumber was. And so there's a lot of furniture companies that wanted to build their factories near the raw material. A long time ago, that was the furniture market. And in High Point is, I guess, right outside of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, not too far from the North Carolina-Virginia line, right?
That's correct. I think even to this day, quite a few of the larger furniture manufacturers, even though they are importing a lot of goods these days, actually own their own buildings in High Point.
Yeah, and so this show is a large show. There's a lot of exhibit space, isn't there?
That's correct, and there had been a lot of competing exhibit space, quite frankly, between the buildings. As you are probably aware, there is a consolidation going on among the shows. There's a new entity that now owns the World Market Center, three buildings in Las Vegas, plus the major venues in High Point.
A single entity. So that's one of the questions I wanted to ask you. When you're a Karistan and you consider, I mean, I know you actually dropped out of the High Point Show for a while and then started going back last year. So when you consider your options, you've got the Rug Show in Atlanta, you've got the Las Vegas World Market Show, you've got the High Point Show. How do you decide where to go? And I think a lot of these require a permanent space and an investment fairly sizable. Which one performs for you? And do you go to all three now?
Kemp, we do go to all three, and we have permanent showrooms in all three, and you're right, it is a sizable investment. It's a chess match today, trying to figure out where the customers are actually going to attend and what markets they will support. We have a little bit different distribution model than a lot of our competitors do. We are primarily medium to upper-end goods. We do have a more comfortable product offering in our Mohawk Select line, which can go to a lot of different venues. But we're transitioning as well from a distribution standpoint away from what had traditionally been carpet and rug stores into furniture market and home accessory stores.
Okay, well, that's a key thing I want to talk to you about, because this whole channel strategy and where you go, and obviously you go where the customer is. So we've already set the background on the fact that this is a furniture show, so most of the attendees who go to this show, they own furniture stores. And so that's one place where area rugs are sold. And then you have the home centers, they sell area rugs. You have the specialty rug stores that sell only rugs. Then you have the flooring retail, specialty flooring retail stores that sell all types of flooring. And then you have the department stores. So I guess there's been, through this recession, it's probably made some changes. Talk a little bit about where the business is and where it's moved.
Again, Kemp, it depends really on your product offering and who you're trying to channel your goods to. The one market you left out there was the New York Home Textile Show, which is primarily for big boxes and large volume multi-store retail chains. Mohawk Home does a terrific job, and that's their primary market, is the New York Home Textile Show. Karistan currently does not show in New York. We do not do business through that home center channel and the big box channel on the Karistan side.
Right.
That said, again, High Point being a traditional furniture store market, some of the accounts we saw, and in fact, off the top of my head, we opened two brand new accounts that are rug stores, high-end hand-knotted rug stores, and there is a tightening of supply in the hand-knotted and hand-tufted end of the business, and an increase in cost, a dramatic increase in cost, primarily driven by labor costs in both India and China. And there is a tightening of supply there, and some of the newest accounts we're opening are the traditional high-end hand-knot rug stores who are bringing the Karistan Spool Axminster wool rugs in as kind of their entry level, which is a new ballgame for us. We had traditionally been at the top end, but on that high-end hand-knotted rug market, we're the entry level with our Axminster, and we opened up a couple of those accounts in High Point.
Okay. So if you want to talk about a pie, you know, it's 100%. and you start talking about where you sell Karastan rugs, can you give just a rough breakdown on where the largest pieces of the market are based on the store types?
The largest piece had been the traditional carpet and rug stores.
Okay.
That has transitioned over the last 2 to 3 years. While that is still an important part of the business for us, and we are supporting our Karastan Broadloom partners on that side of the house, we needed to expand distribution, and our target is furniture stores.
Okay.
And high-end home furnishing stores.
Mm-hmm. And where does the Macy's or the department stores, where do they fall?
Macy's is a very important customer to us, and through all the department store consolidation, they're pretty much the last guy standing between Macy's and Bloomingdale's, both underneath the Federated umbrella. I'd consider them into a category of their own, but it's not a growing piece of the pie from a number of stores or number of opportunities within that district. There's not a lot of department stores opening up today.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you're selling Macy's and the Mink Group, they're the big guy in that business right now.
And actually, just for a little piece of history for our listeners, we should tell them that this whole Karastan brand originally got started by Marshall Fields. They wanted to be able to offer rugs in their department stores, a Chicago-based department store company, which is now owned by Macy's. So
that's correct, all the way back to 1928. And we had an interesting opportunity last year in the original State Street Marshall Fields store, which is now the State Street Macy's store,
right. To
reintroduce the fine rug gallery. We had the World's Fair rug that we had, the Karastan rug that was at the entry to the 1933 Chicago World's Fair. We had that back at the grand reopening of the fine rug gallery at Macy's last year.
And we should also remind people that your factory is in North Carolina, right?
It is. It's in Eden. We're about 45 minutes from the High Point Market.
Okay.
And have same building since 1928, Kim.
All right, Steve. Well, it's great to talk to you. Thanks again for giving us a quick update on the High Point Show, which was last week. Again, we've been talking to Steve Roan, who's Vice President of Sales with Karastan, a division of Mohawk. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.